This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Me too. Hey, it's great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely.
Let me just
mention a couple quick things. You know, this is USA Prepares, and we broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Alex is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Norman Sheely's with us. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Dr. Sheely, what's new with Dr. Sheely?
Oh, just another week.
In paradise. Yeah. Did you have these massive, massive winds that we had here at our farm?
Oh, yeah. And it's all due to climate change. You heard those people at Congress.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I've got a tip for our class. And you can do this, class. If you put a new roof on or you're building a new house, if you're doing that, I suggest you buy an extra bundle or two of shingles. Okay, so whatever color you choose, if you're going to use the composition shingles that most people use, get an extra bundle or two, and they're about 33 square feet per bundle, and it's going to cost you, you know, some amount of money, let's say less than $50 typically, to do this, and then put them away. Put them in your garage or wherever you want to store them. And that way, if you have high winds and you lose a few shingles here and there, or over time they just break, you'll have shingles that match the same exact pattern. So it won't look like you've patched your roof as much, okay, because you will have the same exact shingles. So that's what we do, and we've got to get up on our roof and put some shingles back because that's what happened. A couple blew off. We had really high winds. And it was nice to see our solar array still standing. It was great to see that. Dr. Sheely, yeah. So what do you think about having extra shingles to match? Because
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Dr. Sheely, I want to share something with you. I read this story. Unbelievable to me. So there are times when I've walked into one of those stop and robs, as we call them here in Missouri. And those are those gas stations, those quick fill up, run in, use the restroom, get something to drink, those kind of places. You know, they sell hot dogs and, you know, food that you really shouldn't eat. And anyway, so there's this new technology. And what this is you go in and you see these massive refrigerator doors, walls of glass where you can look in and see all kinds of soda and other drinks, water, and sometimes beer, lemonade, whatever these bottled drinks are, cans, you can make your choice through the glass door. The idea is to have a glass refrigerator door so you can make your choice before you open it up and stand there and let all the cold out or the hot air in to the refrigerator. Well, what they do now, and they're experimenting with this across the United States, they have, instead of glass, they have an LED screen. So the refrigerator door is now a screen, and it's turned 90 degrees, and on this screen is displayed products like what they think you're going to want to have. So if you walk in and you're black and middle-aged and you have a hood on, they probably have a specific offering that they think you're going to want. If you're white and middle-aged and have a hood on, they're going to have a specific drink that you're going to want. If you are overweight, they're going to have a specific drink that you're going to want. So what they're doing is they're sizing you up based on, and I don't know all the criteria, so I don't really know if it's black or white, but it probably is. I'm pretty sure it is. But based on the age that this camera that's aimed right at you determines you are, plus the sex that they think you are. Well, actually, how would they know? Bruce Jenner might walk in. They might think he's a, you know, an old guy. Or old gal, depending on whether he's wearing high heels or not, right? So, so they may get it wrong. But the point is, they have cameras now on the doors of these refrigerator sections of these stores that sell drinks to try to predict what you're going to want to buy based on who they think you are. Black, white, yellow, red, brown, whatever it may be, they're going to try to predict what you should buy based on what they think you are. Over the top, unbelievable? I think it is. What do you think, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I think it's racist.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and then they're looking at retinal scans. And then where does this stop? I mean, does it stop before or after these cameras then access a national database and send your information to the police so that while you're looking, trying to decide whether you want a bottle of water or a bottle of orange soda, they may think that you're a criminal and the cops come and haul you away?
I mean, they are being prepared.
Gosh, I don't like it, Dr. Shuley. I don't like where we're going with this.
I don't even, but then there's so much in commerce I don't like. This is just the tip of an iceberg.
Yeah, I want, Dr. Shuley, I really don't want to go out very often. I don't want to go to places because of the surveillance technology and the police, you know, arresting people for crimes that the cops thought that people might be considering committing, whether they have or not. Dr. Shuley, is there a food, I was thinking about this, because I don't go out to eat very often, I mean very, very, very rarely do I go out to eat, nor does the family, because I'm concerned about the hygiene of the food workers. I'm concerned about, well, let me give you an example. Last night I was washing pots and pans, and we have this, it's not steel wool, it'd be like stainless steel wool. It's this coarse, very coarse pad of stainless steel, and I put some dishwashing detergent on there, and I scrub the pots and pans. But it gets smaller. This thing starts out large, and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Well, I know what's happening. Little pieces of the stainless steel scrubber are breaking off through the flexing and the bending back and forth that happens as you use them, and they can get caught in spaghetti colanders, or if you use a colander for, you know, washing vegetables, that kind of thing, they can get caught in there, and then we could end up eating those little bits. Now, I know that stainless steel is not digestible. What are the concerns that you have, Dr. Shuley, about eating little bits of metal? And that's one of the reasons why I don't want to go to restaurants, because I don't think that I can trust them to be careful with the cleaning of the pots, pans, dishes, all that stuff.
Certainly use stainless steel, all kinds of sizes, if you will, for most of my life. I never thought about eating any of it. Mm-hmm. I thought when I finished rinsing, maybe it was all gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I know, Dr. Shuley, I know for a fact that when I start out with this ball of stainless steel scrubber, you know, it would be like a stainless, or like a steel Brillo pad or SOS pad, whatever you want to call it, but much coarser. It's not such fine little pieces of threads and wires. This is much coarser. But it disappears. As you use it over and over and over, it disappears. And pretty soon you got a little small piece. And that stainless steel went down the drain, hopefully. But if it and sometimes it sticks to the colanders. And I inspect it very carefully, and I run my hand over it with warm water to make sure that, you know, there are no threads stuck on there. But it's possible that little threads of stainless steel, or if it were just regular an SOS pad or a Brillo pad or a clone of those, that those little threads could be on the colander and could go into whatever you're eating. And by the time you figure it out, down the hatch. So would you be concerned if we swallowed sharp-edged pieces of steel, stainless steel?
I would think that was potentially very dangerous.
Okay. Now, what would be the answer? Let's say it's not stainless steel. Let's do two examples. Let's say we swallow a little bit of an SOS pad that does not have the soap on it anymore because we rinsed that off, but it's a little thread and it's magnetic. Are you concerned about that sticking into the stomach wall or intestine wall or the throat?
I should not be. Until today, I never thought about it.
Okay. Right. Well, I know what we do with cows. So if we think a cow ate some nails or or a piece of fence or a little piece of barbed wire, and if we think a cow did that, what we do is we give them a magnet. So, and I'm very serious about this. So these magnets are like half a hot dog in size. They're rounded on both ends. open wide. There you go. So it'd be like a capsule. If we took a vitamin capsule like one of your Dr. Shealy's Essentials or Dr. Shealy's Youth Formula, a capsule, but cow size, not people size, and the size of a hot dog, half a hot dog, rounded like a hot dog on both ends, down the throat and through the digestive system, and it will pick up, magnetic attracted metals like iron, steel, those kinds of things, and then out it comes. And then if you've got the courage, you can go look for your magnet.
The ultimate prepared person.
Yeah, but so is there something like that in medicine where, a child swallows something that's magnetic?
I'm not aware of feeding people magnets.
Okay.
Of any size, whatever.
All right, so it'd be a much more invasive process. Okay, so then the other question, and this one really it concerns me probably even more, because I think that over time the digestive acids in the stomach and digestive system would corrode, a piece of steel. I'm talking like a Brillo pad type steel, whereas stainless steel, that's not going to corrode. And that. So let's talk a little bit more about this when we come back, and maybe, class, you'll do the right thing and eat out less. Okay? Dr. Shealy's with us, normshealy.com. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shuley's with us, and we're talking about cleaning dishes and pots and pans and colanders and things like that. And my concern was that these little tiny pieces of stainless steel would break off and get caught in the crevices or the holes of the colanders, or maybe if you've got a ding in your, or a little tiny cut in your pot or pan or lid where these cleaning products would tear off. And you might end up eating them later as they became part of pasta or oatmeal or whatever you happen to be cooking, or browning meat. And I haven't seen anything that said on the internet that said, oh yeah, be careful because these things disappear as you use them more and more and more. They get smaller and smaller and smaller, and they don't say where they go. Well, hopefully they go down the drain. And they end up going back to the earth somehow without, but you know that they're entering the sewage treatment system and they're going to be back on the surface of the earth. But they are used because they don't typically scratch. They are soft on the hands. They have a really tremendously strong cleaning capacity for scraping off the baked on or burned on foods. They have a pretty long service life, and they're antibacterial. So that's why they're used. Dr. Shuley, there's a woman, I was reading this article about a woman, and she lived in Europe, in London, and she got sick, and she became more and more sick, ultimately became bedbound, and and couldn't get out of bed. And she saw her medical doctor, and they were unable to find a cure. And they found that her urine levels had high levels of mycotoxin, mold, extremely high levels. And so what happened was her living conditions in her bathroom had lots of black mold. The symptoms were steady decline in health, brain fog, headaches, skin rashes, and no energy. Just wore her out. Can you tell us, Dr. Shuley, what we should be concerned, why we should be concerned with mold and what we can do about it? Any thoughts on that?
Well, Missouri is particularly known for having black mold. And, I mean, we have a very, at times, very damp climate. And, you know, our body is not always immune or adequate to protect from odd fungus diseases. Fungi are not generally a friend. And so basically you try to keep it clean and you watch for, I mean, you could see black mold growing on the wall or the floor. Theoretically, that could be taken care of with a little Clorox or that kind of bleach solution. And occasionally it may require hiring a company to come in and clean up the mold.
And I know people who have done that. They've bought used homes and had the ductwork checked out, you know, the heating system, and found all kinds of black mold in the heating systems. And that's, class, that's really easy to grow mold in a heating system, the kinds that we have in the United States, where you have these metal ducts, and sometimes they have insulation inside the ductwork. And when you have your air conditioning on, what happens is the air conditioning evaporator, that coil that gets cold inside the heating system, will let, as the air blows across that coil, little droplets of water will get blown right off the coil. And as those droplets of moisture and water get blown off, they get into the insulation, and that's a, you know, that allows the mold to start growing and continue growing and actually thrive in that damp environment. So that's a concern. And I don't know what the answer is, but I am experimenting with ultraviolet light. I did buy two ultraviolet light units, and two more. I put two in our heating system already. I'm going to add more in our ductwork, and I'm using LED and fluorescent ultraviolet lights. And when I have an answer, I will be able to report if it's working or not. And I'd like to ask Dr. Shuley about Petri dishes when we come back.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Commerce Department has just reported that retail sales rose 0.2% in January, a pleasant surprise for retail analysts who'd forecast a 0.1% decline. Several of the Democratic presidential hopefuls spoke to crowds at the South by Southwest event in Austin, Texas over the weekend. Presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren talking about her concerns about big tech companies.
That the space around companies like Amazon, Facebook, Google is now referred to by venture capitalists as the kill zone. Because if you try to step a small business into that, it either gets bought up when it shows its worth and before it can actually grow into something that's really strong and valuable, or it just gets wiped out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch
today.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormSheely.com. So, Dr. Shealy, I'm interested in measuring or determining if I have dangerous mold in our heating system. So this is a forced air heating system. It's a heat pump system. So it circulates warm air in the winter, cool air in the summer. I'm not concerned so much about the the heating side where the air is warm and dries out the ductwork, but the cool air blowing through it I'm concerned with. Do you have a recommendation for a Petri dish or how I can determine, you know, opening up the ductwork and determining what's in there? Is there a method you recommend?
Actually, a Petri dish is a standard laboratory tool. I'm sure you could buy them. And you can just open it up, put it in your air, anywhere in your ductwork, leave it for, I'd say 4 or 5 days, and take it out and see whether it's growing mold.
All right.
And what, and what else?
Okay, so once I have this Petri dish, and the Petri dish class is a kind of a Pyrex disc, kind of like a low-profile dish with a Pyrex top. So it's like two jar lids, if you will.
It has a sort of gelatinized, if you will, material in which bacteria and fungi can grow.
Mm-hmm. So it's a nutrient, and they'll grow. And it's sterile before you open it up, and then once you open it up, then the air can get to it. So, Dr. C, now once I get this mold growing on there, if that happens, what do I do to test it? Do I bring it somewhere? Do I have to be careful handling this? Do I wear a respirator? What do I do?
Well, I would just wash my hands personally. I wouldn't be particularly concerned about it. And, of course, you put the cover back on it and just set it at room temperature and see what happens.
Okay. And is there a lab? Okay, let me make sure I've got this right. So I expose it for 4 days in the heating ductwork. Then I open the heating ductwork back up and take the open Petri dish out, put the cover on it, and then do I watch it grow outside of the ductwork, or will it have already grown in the ductwork?
Well, it may have grown already. It depends on how long you left it in the duct. But if there's nothing visible, in other words, mold is going to be anywhere from almost perfectly white to yellow to can be tan or brown or black.
Mm-hmm.
So fungi come in different colors. But I would just set it on the counter. Maybe be sure it has some light, but not sunlight. And wait and see what happens.
Okay. So if we have white, tan, black, or yellow mold, do those colors tell us anything so that the layperson can get a handle on this without analysis? Or do we have to have it analyzed?
I would have it analyzed. I don't think I trust my vision.
Okay.
Tell me.
Very, very good. All right. If we had a high school microscope, what I'm talking about is a decent quality microscope, would we be able to see anything?
Oh, yes. You could certainly tell the difference between a fungus and a bacteria.
Okay. What would the difference look like, Dr. Shuley?
Well, first of all, fungi are much larger, mm-hmm. and bacteria in general are either round or linear in mm-hmm. shape, but a fungus often has different branches to it, although it can be just a white fungus.
Okay.
Like a heavy spider web.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to see if I can look up some kind of a website or book that shows different kinds. And if I can find that, I'll post that on the website, USA Prepares. Dr. Shuley, in Roanoke, Virginia, the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors decided that they needed a new ordinance. And this one's unbelievable. This prohibits anyone from sleeping or living in a car, comma, even if it's on private property. I think we've lost our minds. Because if I want to come home to my farm, if I lived in Roanoke, I think it's up it's up to me whether I want to sleep in my car or not. I mean, I probably wouldn't want to, but but the government of Roanoke, Virginia, has determined that you should not, it's not safe for you to sleep in your car. And if you get caught sleeping in your car, even if it's on your own property, you could face up to a $250 fine. And the reason I'm mentioning this is it's not a medical reason, but I just think we've lost our minds with how much...
Well, this is the tip of an iceberg, let's face it.
Right.
Government is extremely, unbelievably, stupidly crazy. That's the kindest way I can put it.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned last week that I got this, but I wanted to share this with you. I don't know if you use the Missouri Farm Bureau for farm insurance or automotive insurance or, you know, building insurance, but we do here at our farm. And I receive, every year we get this nice, busy, I mean really busy, 8.5 by 11 piece of paper with an invitation to renew our membership. And it shows the membership dues are $30, then it has something they call number one, MFB, that's Missouri Farm Bureau Farm Pack, which is a political action committee, plus $5. So it's $30 for membership. And then, now if you, why would we have membership? Because in order to get insurance for our farm with the Farm Bureau, we have to be a member of the Farm Bureau. We did the same thing in Virginia. And it's a little less expensive if we're a member, or we believe it is, maybe it's not. So membership dues are $30. Then it says below that MFB Farm Pack plus $5. Then MFB Foundation plus $5. So it's 30 plus 5 plus 5, total $40. Then there's a little box that says amount enclosed. And Mrs. Finelli just got off the phone with the Missouri Farm Bureau, and she said, why do you do this? Why do you tell people that they owe $40 when it's actually $30 and you have these two add-ons of $5 and $5? Why do you do that? And the secretary says we hate it. For years, they have been complaining to upper management that it is a deceptive practice and people hate and beat up the secretaries because the secretaries answer the phone. Why do you guys do it? And then upper management at corporate headquarters of the Missouri Farm Bureau Corporation say, well, we get extra money doing that. So what I'm saying, class, is please read your, please read bills carefully. And you may not have to pay what they say is the total. It may be items added in for your overpayment, which you don't have to pay. So I think the answer is to complain to corporate headquarters, give them a piece of your mind. Now, in mine, I just did it really simply. And I don't normally do this, and I don't speak like this, class. But I crossed off the part that said, number one, the add-on of $5 for the Farm Political Action Committee and for their foundation for $5 more. And I crossed them out, and I wrote, go to hell. And then I...
You got to learn how to express yourself.
Well, Dr. Shealy, I mentioned to you that I am going to be more kind to myself, and I'm not going to keep these bottled-in frustrations. I'm just going to let them out. So that's just one example. Dr. Shealy, any comments?
I'm all with you.
Okay. I read an article on dailymail.co.uk, and here's what it says. And this is absolutely jaw-dropping. From Turkey to Cyprus and Fiji and the Maldives, 187 countries where you should not drink the water because it's not safe. Now, it says that drinking dirty water could mean a string of grim and potentially fatal infections such as typhoid and malaria. And globe hunters have designed an infographic based on official guidance from the Centers for Disease Control. What they've done is they've determined which countries it's not safe for most people to drink water in. Because not necessarily pollution, but biologicals may be in that water that would cause infections, disease, and so forth. So it's not like the water is poisonous per se, but you could get really sick drinking it. And I'd like to read some of these countries, Dr. Shealy, because it's quite staggering. Is that okay with you?
Of course.
Okay. So these are the countries, according to some of the countries. And I'll post this article at USAPrepares.com. Some of the countries where water is unsafe to drink, according to the CDC. Afghanistan, Argentina, the Azores, the Bahamas. And we're talking about tap water now. Barbados, Belize, Bolivia, Brazil, the British Virgin Islands, Bulgaria, Cambodia, the Canary Islands, the Cayman Islands, China, Chad, Cuba, Colombia, Easter Island, Ecuador, Egypt, Ethiopia, Fiji, French Guiana, French Polynesia. Let's see, go back to the top. I'm only reading a few. Georgia, Grenada, Guam, Guatemala, Haiti, Honduras, Hong Kong, India, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, the Ivory Coast, Kenya, Kosovo, Liberia, Lithuania, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mongolia, Nepal, Nicaragua, Nigeria, Oman, North Korea, going back up, Pakistan, Paraguay, Peru, Philippines, Russia, Rwanda, St. Martin, St. Lucia, Samoa, Serbia, Sierra Leone, Sudan, goes on and on, Turkey, Venezuela. Let's talk about this when we come back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by.
apply.
While you make the choice to do something about your future, imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norman Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, let me just say where the CDC says you can drink tap water. That'd be Canada, the United States, Greenland, Iceland, Spain, United Kingdom, Finland, Poland, Japan, even with the Fukushima meltdown, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, Australia, Italy, Chile, of course, the United States. That's where we can drink the water safely. Dr. Shuley, any thoughts about tap water, medical concerns?
I don't like it anywhere because most of it, especially in this country, has fluoride in it. And I think that's almost as bad as bacteria and fungi.
What do you recommend from a medical perspective we do to make sure that we have safe drinking water that won't get us sick with diseases, diarrhea, you know, those kinds of things?
Well, when you travel, the only thing I think you can be safe of is bottled water, whatever its shortcomings are with plastics and BPH or BHP or whatever. you know.
Yeah.
Bottled water. I just don't like city water.
One of the problems with bottled water is that some of it is just municipal water.
I know.
I was in one of those big, you know, like Sam's Club or Costco, one of those places, and they had these big jugs of water, you know, 3-gallon, 5-gallon jugs, and I decided that I needed to read the label. I wanted to know what was in that good-looking plastic container. And it said filtered municipal water, tap water. So there are people who are buying this stuff thinking that, you know, it's different from what comes out of the tap. The difference is it's filtered. Filtered with what? Does that mean carbon block? Does that mean particulate filter, such as, you know, just taking out the big chunks? What is that? I mean, I don't know. And they're not telling
government us. Government nonsense.
Yeah. Okay. So I went to post the list of those countries where the water is deemed not safe by the CDC to drink. And so I went to USA Prepares and went to log in, and I got this page that says account suspended. This account has been suspended. Contact your hosting provider for more information. Our email doesn't work for USA Prepares, so class, you can't send me. You can send it to me, I just won't get it. Any emails that end in usaprepares.com. So the email doesn't work. I can't log in, and you can't get to it either. Because if you type in www.usaprepares.com, hit the enter key, it will say account suspended. This account has been suspended. Contact your hosting provider for more information. So I can't tell you because I can't get to the website. Actually, I guess that's a good thing. It saves me some more time. Ah, jeez. Venezuela, Dr. Shuley, is dark. The electricity is almost completely out for the entire country. There is there's rioting in the streets. There's protests. There's looting. There's damaging. There's trash piling up, and people are dying. They're dying because, well, they don't have refrigeration. They're getting sick. The hospitals are hardly operational because they don't have electricity. Dr. Shuley, in your experience, having spent time in the medical world for decades, what do you think would happen in the United States if we had a blackout that lasted for days within the medical establishment? I'm talking about in hospitals, talking about clinics, talking about dialysis.
Chaos, devastation.
Can you give a couple thoughts to that? Chaos.
Well, okay. I mean, okay. I think any way we could handle it, it would be probably worse than Venezuela.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, and I'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements on top of the hour news. NormShuley.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.